Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to continue in our series of studies, The Miracles of the Lord, and we're so glad that you tuned in today. These miracles are thrilling indeed. And the miracle of which we wish to consider today is found in Mark chapter 4, the calming of the sea. The Lord of the universe, who created it, he can calm its storms, and he can calm the storms of our lives. In Mark chapter 4, verse 35, we read these words. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, his disciples, of course, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. The marginal reading is more correct, so that it was now filling. He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Now here this storm is indeed a typical of the storms that Satan generates in our lives. And I believe that Satan generated this storm. The Lord Jesus Christ was asleep. And Satan is a strategist. He says he's asleep. He won't defend himself. And he sent that storm there to kill the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan is a murderer from the beginning. But it didn't work. Satan generated this storm. This is not the only storm that he generates. We think of the instance of Job. In the book of Job, Job and Satan is given, in the providence of God, he's given access to heaven. And he came into the presence of God, and God asked him, Did you ever consider my servant Job that there's none like him? Satan said in effect, and these are not verbatim quotes, believe me. But Satan said in effect to the Lord, Yes, but you know why he is such a man of God. You give him everything he wants. Now you take away everything that he's got, and he'll curse you to your face. And the Lord says, All right, he's in your hand. And Satan, one day, caused the enemy to come and take away his flocks and his herds. And the last thing that Satan did to test Job, to drive that wedge between Job and God, to make him curse God, was the seven sons of Job and their three sisters was all in their eldest brother's house having a feast. And there came a storm out of the wilderness and struck the four corners of that house. That means it was a tornado. And killed every last one of them. What was Job's reaction? The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Now, in all fairness, we must say that there are other storms in the book of Job. But if you read the book entirely, the whole book of Job, then you will read where God did bless him and calmed all his storms. Satan raises storms. But the Lord Jesus Christ is over those storms. He rebuked this storm, and there was a great calm. Christ rebuked the unbelief of his disciples, he says in verse 40, and he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Now, the disciples' great awe at the power of Christ in killing this storm verifies the miracle. It was a genuine miracle. Listen, please, to their reaction. Verse 41, And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Remember, please, that part of those disciples fished on this sea. They made their living here. Right on the Sea of Galilee. I recall years ago a series of pictures, an article in Life magazine about the Holy Land. And they pictured the Sea of Galilee, and the author of the article said that the fierce storms sweep down out of the mountains over this sea, and they stop as quickly as they started. And there's a calm, and he says, no doubt Christ, when he was with his disciples on this sea, knew the psychological moment to say, peace, be still. Was that author forgetful of the fact that these men had lived around that sea all their lives? This was a miracle. They were awed. And anyone who knows water knows that after wind raises waves on large bodies of water, the wind can cease, but the waves go on. Here, everything was a dead calm. They were awestruck. That man who wrote that article needs to get into the Bible and see what it says, doesn't he? And I'm telling you, I think that a lot of misunderstandings about the Bible are due to plain ignorance. Ignorance of what the Lord is and what he does. But Satan does send storms into the life of his people. I'm going to give you some examples of these storms that he raised, even as they were in the Scriptures. I think, Kevin, of the story of the fearful father that's recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8. If you have your Bibles near at hand, you may wish to follow us. He calmed Jairus' heart. Jairus, well, I'll just read it, and then you'll have the words of the Scripture in your memories. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet, besought him that he would come into his house. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years old of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him, and he was delayed in coming. Now, farther down in that chapter, we read that one comes from his house. And we see that in verse 49, while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, Jairus' house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. When Jesus heard it, he answered and said, fear not, only believe, and she shall be made whole. He calmed the storm with his words. Let's go on with the story. When he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and John, James and John, the father and the mother and the maiden. And all wept, bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. They laughed him to scorn. They were ignorant too, weren't they? Knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. And he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished. But he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. This miracle was for their benefit alone. Maid, arise. He raised the dead. He did the same thing in the life of Lazarus. Lazarus died and his sisters were heartbroken, and they sent for the Lord, and the Lord came and he told them, he consoled them, I am the resurrection and the life. He's not dead but sleeps. As far as a Christian is concerned, when he dies, he just simply is asleep. Why? Because the Lord can awaken him, and he'll do it someday. He's dead to the world, but not to the Lord. And there is another storm that is raised in the instance of the Apostle Paul in the 2 Corinthians Epistle chapter 12. I think we should read that. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 7. Paul says there in verse 7, Paul is above measure. Through the abundance of the revelations given to him, of course, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, keep him from pride. The messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, and reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. What a paradox. What a paradox. He prayed three times. This thorn in the flesh was a storm in his life. He could not serve the Lord as he wanted to, and he wanted the Lord to take it away. And the Lord said, My grace is sufficient for thee. He calmed the storm, and his attitude changes, absolutely changes, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. And you know, Satan is still raising storms in people's lives today. He raises those storms just as he did in the case of Job, that he might make men curse God. Oh, if God is holy, if he's the God of love that he claims to be, why did he take my little girl? Why did he take my little boy? Oh, Satan is still driving his wedges between men and God, driving them away from the Lord. And then there's the storm of soul trouble. I wonder how many of my listeners know anything about it. Soul trouble. The trouble that is generated by the Holy Spirit in the human heart when that human heart realizes they're not saved. They're ill at ease. They think of the fact, what if I should die? But they don't know how to be saved. They want to make contact with the Lord, but they don't know how to do it. And so God has to come in. The Lord has to come in and show them what he has done for them on the cross of Calvary. And that cross should stop every tremor that we have in connection with the love of God for us. For when Christ was on that cross, he died for our sins. And he put them away. He satisfied the claims of the holiness of God. And we can be saved because he took our judgment for us, if we will only believe in him and rest our case in his hands. He can speak the words of calmness to calm that storm of soul trouble that comes because we're not saved. And he does it so skillfully and so wonderfully. And oh, the joys that follow that. We're in connection with a miracle-working Lord. He can calm the troubled soul. And Father, today, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for himself as a gift. And we pray, Father, that these miracles of our Lord Jesus will stir our hearts and increase our faith in him. In Christ's name, amen.